Welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friend, Tony Suarez. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome, everyone, to Gray Street.
Yes.
And we're here with day two with Tony Suarez.
Hey.
Or Suarez.
God bless you.
Or you can just call me Tony and
how
just make
Tony?
It easy.
Tony.
You could be Italian that way.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah.
I just want to say real quick, if I may, please, Jim. Yesterday's broadcast, if you missed it, you need to go back and watch it. I mean it with all my heart. You know, I thought Tony was coming to share with us about his new book, and we're going to talk about it today, Revival Makers. Incredible. I read it. He came to honor Jim Baker, the great man of God. Yeah. It was really something, Tony. I've sat here thousands of shows. Really only a few that have come on, like Jensen Franklin. He endorsed your book, actually.
Yeah.
Paula White, Kane, she's come. They honor him and for who he is and how he's allowed God to use him. And then, of course, come back. And you yesterday, Tony, it kind of blows my mind. Like, I'm still reeling in it. And so thank you. I just want to say thank you. Even though you hijacked the show, it's okay.
Hey.
But, you know, I was like, let it roll.
My Colombian blood was flowing because I came in here and I hijacked this thing. Just went a totally
it was amazing.
Different route. And by the way, because I honored Pastor Jim and what he's meant, but the entire family, Tammy Sue. Listen, the world had the world had Paula Abdul. We had Tammy Sue. Yeah.
I love it.
We would
tune in. Oh, that's hysterical.
So good. We would tune in and watch. And I mean, just what a blessing. Aww.
She made her first LP at 16.
Right.
Wow.
She actually recorded it when she was 15, but it came out and they titled it 16.
Wow. Well, what a blessing.
What a blessing.
And to be God so, I got to meet you and the entire family and all 52 children that you adopted. Tammy Sue was here. I mean, I'm done.
Yes.
I'm announcing my retirement today.
Oh,
by the way, I've been to the mountain.
Oh, that's great.
You're
we
the
love
founder
having
of
you.
Revival Makers. What does that mean?
Well, the church has perpetually chased revival for as long as I can find. We always have been chasing the move of God. We thought he was in Topeka, then we thought he was in Azusa, and then in the 90s, we thought he was in Brownsville, and someone said, no, he's up in Canada, and we all ran up to Canada. We're always chasing
That's
a move
true.
Of God.
Yes.
But Mark 16 says, these signs will follow them that believe.
Yes.
I don't chase revival. I'm a revival maker. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, and I preach the name of Jesus, and I go in the power of the Holy Spirit, wherever I go, the move of God will break out. And so the purpose of the book is to inspire people to be a move of God in your family, in society, your school, and of course, in the church. We need to be revived. Everybody talks about the problems in the church.
Right.
I'm anti the anti-church movement.
Right.
I thank God
That's
for the
good.
Church.
That's good.
I wouldn't be saved without a church.
Don't make fun of the church. Jesus, Jesus founded the church.
He's the head of the church.
Yes.
That means he hears everything you That's say right. about
Whoa.
It. And if you don't like people, no one likes, what's the term nowadays, body shaming?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you think the ear of Jesus thinks when you shame the body?
Ooh.
And you get into all this body shaming. Well, Ooh. I don't like this and I don't like that. You wouldn't like somebody doing that. I wouldn't like someone doing about, I'm carrying a little holiday weight. I don't want anyone to bring it up right now. Why would you do it to the body of Christ?
Yeah.
Consider it.
Yeah.
This is the modern day Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
Now, could you think of all those animals walking into the Ark, and you got a testimony. Some of us came out of the hood. Could you imagine people? These animals are walking into the ark and they look at each other. You know, in out there, we're enemies. But they're walking in and it's like their supernatural wisdom. We got to learn how to get along.
Yeah.
Well, when the body of Christ comes together, there's people that in the hood, they're rival gangs. Out there, we don't get along. We don't eat the same food. We don't dress the same. But in the body of Christ,
right,
we got to learn to get along. And sometimes it stinks.
Yeah,
wow.
It does.
Sometimes it's dark.
True.
God didn't ask Noah to build a ventilation system, which means it stunk in the ark.
Ooh.
But you had to get along because it was the only... You don't think there wasn't an elephant that saw a mouse and wanted to...
Yeah.
But if I do that, I'm going to destroy my mode of salvation. I know sometimes you get frustrated in the church,
sure,
but you can't destroy this.
No. Yeah.
This is what's getting us to heaven. Yeah. And this thing about the one window, because I've always wondered, because God's perfect in all his ways.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, why would you build one window? Yeah. I mean, you got them locked in there for 40 days. At least give them a view.
Yeah.
Let them see. And then I thought about it. Noah had sons. Now, this is what I know. This is what I know by being a son and now having sons. If there would have been 10 windows, there would have been 10 different opinions about what to do in that ark.
Oh, yeah. That's...
But God said, I'm going to build one window, and I'm going to send one man to the ark so that everybody in the ark has one vision.
Yeah.
It's so important that we stop contending for our vision, our points of view. We need to close our eyes and say, Lord, what's that one vision that heaven is giving? What's he speaking to the prophets, to the generals? And then let's follow that vision. Let's stop contending for all we divide over the silly. I mean, the silliest of things. It's too close to the end to be fighting over
it
frivolous
is.
Things that
We're
just don't matter.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's one of the most important messages I think we could have right now.
Amen.
I'm so glad you're preaching that message.
Amen.
Because we must not fight among the church.
No. Nope.
And if, you know, you say, well, they believe the rapture is not going to take place till after the tribulation, or they believe before, or they believe in the mid. And people get absolutely livid over something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have men sit right where you're sitting that believe in all three periods of tribulation.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're my friends.
Yes, that's right.
And I'm happy to go whenever it happens.
That's
like
right.
I said yesterday, I'm pan-trib.
Yeah.
I'm just going to see how it all pans out. But this world's not my home. Whenever it happens, I'm going.
Well,
I believe we're going to go through some of it because that's what I've studied in the Revelation in prison.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. I'm hoping we can go earlier. I don't want to go through any troubled times.
Amen.
I know we're going to have very serious troubled times. I believe in the next year, we're going to see events that are going to shake the world. I believe God is going to shake us because he loves us. I remember somebody telling me their mother would shake them, say, I'm going to shake your shoes off. And she wasn't doing it because she hated them. She was because they were being naughty.
To get their attention.
Get their attention. And God is going to shake us to get our attention.
And I pray we've answered. I pray he's gotten our attention. We are too close to the end.
But I've been with you enough to know you love, I mean, your father was very strict.
Yes.
And you know groups of people that are different than yours, and you love them.
I love them all. Because if Jesus is the core message, if it's Jesus, what did Jesus tell his disciples when they got upset at what John the Baptist's disciples were preaching? And, well, hey, we heard they're doing this and they're saying this. That all that is modern day denominational warfare. Mm-hmm. We treat denominations like they're gangs. Well, I heard the Baptist said this and the apostolic said this and the AG said that. And Jesus said, stop. We don't have to fight. Are people being healed?
Yeah.
Are people being saved? Then listen, they're my brother and they're my sister.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to argue with somebody who's had 10,000 opportunities to hear the gospel when there's someone in another nation that has yet to ever hear the name of Jesus. I'm just not going to do it. This book wasn't written to argue about.
Yeah.
It was written to preach from.
Yes.
This is a weapon not against your brother, but against the forces of the kingdom of darkness. And so that's what I want to use this for, to destroy hell and to populate heaven.
Yes, amen.
And for all the hell that we've had to go through. 6 years ago, I buried my first wife from leukemia. We had been through a six-month battle with cancer, and we lost her. I had three. I call them babies. They if they were here, they'd say, no, we're not. But they were 10, 8, and 6 when she passed away. And I remember after she passed, I got a call. I met Rodney Howard Brown. And Pastor Rodney called me one day.
You know everybody.
Oh, well, I'm I've been blessed to meet some people along the way. And the reason I'm not saying their name to name drop them. I'm saying their name to honor them.
Yes.
I'm saying that because
that's what you do.
I want to honor. And also, I don't want to steal anybody's quote.
That's so good. So he called
He called me and he said, Tony, make hell pay. Mm-hmm. Claim a harvest. Claim a harvest for what hell did. It's not that hell took my wife, but the grief, the anxiety, the lonely nights. He said, you claim a harvest. And Pastor Rodney told me a story. I didn't know that he had lost his daughter to cancer many years ago. In fact, I think it was just about 20 years ago that he just commemorating. And he said, I claimed a 100 million soul harvest for what you did to my family. And so that day, after Pastor Rodney called me, I did. I said, hell, you're going to pay. It's going to cost you a million souls for what you did. And every time the enemy comes up against me again, because he does. He doesn't learn the lesson. The devil should have stopped attacking us after Calvary.
Yeah.
But he's a sore loser that won't accept. You talk about contending an election.
Yeah.
He's contended that. He's been contending this since Calvary. He lost 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
And he's a sore loser that thinking it's going to change.
Mm.
And so every time he attacks again, I say, and that's going to cost you another million.
Mm.
And that's going to cost you $1 million.
Wow.
And I'm pushing back because that buffeting spirit, that's an old word, an old term.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at some point, that buffeting spirit is going to go back to its commander in hell. I'm going to prophesy over this ministry.
Yes.
At some point, that buffeting spirit that's attacked you is going to go back to its commander and say, you know what? We got to leave the bakers alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what we do. You just can't knock them down.
No.
I tried this. I tried that. But nothing works.
Yeah.
That ministry is full of the glory of God. And at some point, the enemy is going to say, you know what? Just leave them. Let's just leave them alone. Yeah. We've lost too much for attacking the bakers in Jesus' name. I speak that over this
good
ministry.
At some point, they're going
to just have to say, I just can't. Every time we do, another million come into the kingdom. Let's just leave them alone.
Yes.
And when they leave you alone, then we're going to take the fight to them and say, we're not done. We're going to keep preaching.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yes. In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Wow, I love that.
We're going to do that, Jim. We're going to start doing that. Nana, Marcella, Mondo.
Start climbing a harvest.
I wrote it.
We have to.
Every time there's a little difficulty, say, and that's going to cost you one more nail.
And that's going to cost you. Come on.
And that's going to cost you. You should have left my kids. I got five teenagers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't think the enemy tries to attack me?
Absolutely.
I go out to preach every weekend that I'm out preaching.
Yep.
If one of my kids calls me, I answer nervous. Can I be transparent?
Absolutely.
I'm like, what's it going to be? I rebuke that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Every time you attack me, that's more souls. That's more finances.
Yes.
That's
Thank
more networks.
Lord.
For the kingdom of God
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm using that. I don't know about you, but I still have a few kids out there that I'm contending for.
Amen.
I hate it that Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy parts of my family and take them away that I never thought in a million years. But you know what? I'm using that.
Amen.
I'm taking, if you don't mind, I'm going to say Tony said it. Tony Suarez said it. But to honor that. But it's true.
Yeah.
We're taking back what the devil stole.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Every one of you.
Yes.
Say amen.
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 I want you to order the book. We didn't talk about it much on our last
show. We didn't talk about it all.
And so I want you to order.
It's so good.
This is Tony's book.
Yes.
Revival Makers book offer. And stop chasing a move of God and be one.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
It's gonna really encourage you. I mean, look at the, you know, I mean, I read the book. I actually read it. Look, mine's so marked up, but here's what I love, what Jensen Franklin, he endorsed it, and as so many did. But here's what I love what Jensen said. He said, every word is packed with the bold reminder that if you are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, you are the solution that often you are crying out for and waiting around for.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're the solution. You were just saying it. Paula White Cain endorses your book. There's so many great men and women of God. Pastor Paul and Kim Owens, revivalists, they're going to be coming to see us. Fresh Start Church in Peoria, aww, Arizona. I'm born and raised in Phoenix. This is my turf, my land.
Wow.
And at some point, Phil Muncy. I mean, there's so many who endorse
the book.
Daryl Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry endorses the book. And Jimenez. And I couldn't believe this one. I love this one. Thetis Tenney.
I love Sister Tenney.
Me too.
Oh.
I said to Jim, I go, honey, look at Thetis Tenney endorses the book.
Well, you know, I was raised in the Pentecostal church. Brother and Sister Tenney were, I mean, they were the bishops.
Yeah.
That's bishop. I'm an old soul. I can't stop calling them brother and sister.
Of course.
I mean, I call you Brother Jim, and yeah, I've had to practice calling you Pastor Jim for the program.
It's
but,
okay.
You know, it's an old school habit that we had.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I know it's, you know, it's all antiquated, but I tell you what,
really
maybe
not.
There'd be a little less fighting. If we would remember that we're brother and sister.
We are.
That we're all the body of Christ.
I like that.
That was the reason why they did that, to remind us there's only one Father in heaven.
Amen.
So we're all part of the same, as long as it's the same blood.
Yeah.
I mean, we need those reminders. Oh, Sister Tenney has been such an inspiration.
They used to come on our
life.
Broadcast years at Studio City.
Yes.
Tommy Tenney, remember? Yes. Tenney. And Brother and Sister Tenney, like,
Brother and Sister
I was like, Thetis Tenney, I can't even believe she's still alive.
And kicking and traveling and preaching and prophesying.
Wow.
And
of course she is. We got to have her on the show.
She is absolutely amazing. I love her.
You have to honor. And here's what I love about your book too, Jim. Just let me get my little part in here, please. Here's what I love. Okay, the dedication. Okay, if for no other reason, get it for the dedication. Look, Nana, what I wrote. Love it. His dedication, I highlight the whole thing. This book is dedicated to the greatest revival maker I know, my mother, Ann Suarez. She is the glue that holds our family together. Anytime my father was honored for something he accomplished on earth, he'd always say, it's because I married Ann. I can tell you that whatever good has come or will come from my life will be because of God and the incredible mother he blessed our family with. From baseball games to piano recitals. I'd love to hear you play the piano. Piano recitals. No one cheered for their son louder than my mom. Amen. In the prayer room, no one prayed more intensely for their kids than my mom. She taught me how to pray, how to study, how to prepare sermons. To this day, she's still my first phone call when I need prayer. Amen. Many call her pastor or mother in the faith. I have the high honor of saying that's my mom.
That's my mom.
Wow.
I love that woman.
I really want to talk about the book for just a minute. Your new book, Revival Makers, Stop Chasing a Move of God and Be One. What do you mean by that?
Stop waiting for revival to come. Yeah. We grew up having great moves of God. Those camp meetings, those youth revivals, where we'd be so drunk in the Holy Ghost, they'd carry us to the bus.
True.
We're
That's so
speaking
true.
In tongues, and we're just sloppy drunk in the ghost.
That's right.
And an elder would always get up. You haven't seen anything yet. Mm-hmm. I get so frustrated. I'm like, well, Mike, when's it coming?
Yeah.
We have, sports analogy, we've punted the ball down the field too long. We've pushed the responsibility of revival to tomorrow. It's always coming. Because if it's coming, then I don't have to pay the price.
Wow.
I don't have to bear the responsibility, because that's coming. But what if it's here?
Yeah.
And what if it's here? What if it's like when the Ark of the Covenant came back to Israel and Israel let it pass them by because they didn't get up and get it back?
Yeah.
Revival is not coming. Revival is here.
Yeah. Right.
Right now on the earth.
Yes.
The days that the prophet Joel said were coming, that in the last day, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Those days are here.
Yeah.
Just this year, the Lord spoke to my heart in January, and he said, your eyes will see 100,000 people baptized in the Holy Ghost this year. To date, I've seen over 20,000.
Wow.
That's the first time in my ministry here. And listen, I'm talking about in the United States. I've seen it happen overseas, but in the United States of America, where every fake poll says that Christianity is dying,
right.
I'm seeing revival. Amen. I went to California, which most people think is the waiting pool of the lake of fire. Right. And I mean, they just, you know, they've just given up.
Yeah, we were just.
I found a remnant. Mm-hmm. I found a remnant. I spent 9 days there. We had a collectively over 9 days, 25,000 people gather. We had over 3,000 people baptized in the Holy Ghost, water baptized, healed, delivered. Why? Why has God not judged California? Because there's a remnant. And the Lord spoke a word while we were there. Because there's an old prophecy over California. It was given by an old prophet, William Branham.
Yes.
He said that William California Branham. Would fall off into the ocean and that they would see sharks swimming down the streets of Los Angeles. While I was there, spirit of prophecy came on me and the Lord said, yes, my servant did say that sharks would swim down the streets of Los Angeles. But as it was in the days of Jonah, I have heard the cry of repentance from Nineveh one more time. Mm. And because of that prayer, I'm giving California a reprieve, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Wow.
They won't see sharks in the streets of Los Angeles. They'll see angels in the streets of Los Angeles. They won't sink into the ocean. They'll rise up in revival. And the Lord said, I'm giving them Azusa 2.0.
Whoa.
And I'm prophesying to you that are watching today, don't curse what God is blessing. A revival will come out of the least likely of places. Everywhere that you think revival won't break out, you're provoking God to send revival there. I was with Hank and Brenda Kuhneman, and the Lord said, just like the northern lights are difficult to see, he said, you will start to see the northern lights where you never have seen them before. That was confirmed in the media just in the last year. And I'm prophesying to you that in places where you don't think there would be revival, revival will break out. The spirit of truth will break out in these demonic strongholds. And this nation is going to see revival again. And some would say, but hasn't it gotten so dark? But there was a seed. That's part of your seed. That's part of PTL. That's part of all of the generations of missionaries that took the gospel to the world. If there's one thing I've learned about sowing a seed is that wherever you sow the seed, that's where you reap the harvest. America sowed the seed of missions work. We sent missionaries all around the world. Therefore, the seed of an international harvest belongs to this nation. That's what immigration has really been about. You want to know that the devil hates immigration as much as, why has he fought it? Because he knows there's revival in the immigrant nations. He know all these people groups that are coming. Let me pause and say this. As bad as people complain that America is, it's bad. But I can prove to you it's still the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
It sure is.
You want to know how?
It sure is.
You want to know how? Everybody still wants to come here.
That's right.
It's not that bad.
No.
We've just been spoiled by the blessing. We don't know how good we have it. But any nation of this earth, if you tell them, you can come to America, when?
Yeah.
So we need to value what we have. And I'm telling you, by the authority of the word of God, God is not done with this nation. God is blessing this nation, and we're seeing revival, and you and I are the revival makers.
Yes.
Pastor Jim, you've had the honor of meeting the greatest of the greats in the 20th century and 21st century. You know people I wish I could have met. I wish I could have known some of those great revivalists from the days of old. And any one of them, we look to and say, well, at least me. I'll speak for myself. I say, Mondo, I wish I could have known A.A. Allen.
Right.
I wish I could have drank coffee with Shambach.
Yeah. Oh, I love R.W. I love R.W. Shambach.
When we get to heaven, I've never admitted this publicly. When we get to heaven, I hope there's time machines. Because I want to go back to a tent revival and see what it was like. I hope that's like one of the things. I think heaven's going to be like Heritage USA. There's going to be like, it's going to be like one big awesome theme park, and we're going to get to just do all this.
I wish I would have known Captain Coleman, I always say.
Me too.
Yeah, right? I just had Jim. Of course, Jim.
Oh, I would love to meet. I want to get to heaven and say, Catherine, and hello, Tony.
Yes.
I've been waiting for you.
I've been waiting, and I want to say, so have I. But
Tony,
here's the thing about it. All of those great heroes of the faith.
Yeah. Yes.
As much as we memorialize and sometimes
romanticize
what was, God didn't give them the last day move of God.
Right. No.
Wow.
He gave it.
He gave it to us.
It's us.
Us. these millennials
yeah.
that I can't figure out.
Neither can I. I'm a boomer.
But there's God's promise, a move of God in the last days.
He promised.
This is the harvest time.
God could have given the last day revival to Oral Roberts,
yeah.
Rex Humbard, to Amy Simple McPherson, to all these heroes of the faith.
Yeah.
But he trusts this church that's on the face of the earth right now.
Wow.
He trusts you.
Wow.
Our eyes will see the fulfillment of the prophecies of the prophet Joel.
Yes.
We will see the greatest harvest of souls that humankind has ever seen. And we don't have to long for the days of Pentecost. I don't know how it works in heaven. My dad's up there. I miss him. I think about him every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're allowed to look over the balcony and see what's going on.
I know. That's been my struggle, too. My mom's there, and I keep asking
I don't know, but
do you think that, I don't know either.
I don't know, but I want you to know that as much as you long for the days of old,
yeah.
I got a hunch that Peter and John are hanging over the balcony saying, oh, I wish I could be with them right now. I wish I could be preaching in 2022. I got a hunch that the Apostle Paul that wrote over half of the New Testament says, I wish I would have had PTL, and I wish I'd have had social media. Oh, I could have done so much.
Yeah.
They're cheering us on,
though,
don't you think?
They're cheering us on. So let
the great cloud of witnesses,
rather than curse the day,
yes,
say, this is the day the Lord hath made.
Yeah.
I will rejoice. I will be glad. I will preach. Brother, Brother Tenney said that to me. He said, Tony, every day I wake up and I say, I can still see him shaking his head. He said, this is the day the Lord hath made. And he said, and he pointed at me. He said, I will rejoice. He said, because some days I don't want to.
That's true.
And I got to will myself to do it.
Right. Yes.
But I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Because if I survived yesterday, then I'm proof positive that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. If I'm alive today, it's because the promise is still alive. The destiny is still in front of me. And I happen to believe that if you got a promise over your life, you will not see. This is my opinion. I didn't say it's doctrine. It's my opinion. If you got a promise over your life, you won't see the tomb until you see the fulfillment of the word.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. I love this.
I accept it.
Yeah. Pastor Jim, I believe I'm out of my lane. You're my elder, and I normally wouldn't speak over an elder. But I got a hunch you got some dreams. After all the things you've seen fulfilled, you're like the godfather of visionaries.
Yes.
And I got a hunch you got a few more visions you haven't seen. But in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, your eyes will see what the Father promised you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh.
Hallelujah.
I
love you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. I believe that millions will be added to this network.
Yes.
And the enemy tried to kill it, take it away, cancel me. But I don't believe in cancel culture.
No.
I'll tell you, I hate cancel. I hate it with a passion.
Yes, sir.
I was one of the first to be canceled.
But he couldn't do
it. I lost everything earthly as far as the stuff. The Heritage USA was valued at about $1 billion.
Wow.
The buildings, the network itself.
Yeah.
And it'd be several billion today.
Mm.
But overnight it was gone. And it put me in prison. For 45 years, prison sentence. But God said, you don't have to stay 45 years. And God used Alan Dershowitz, another Jew.
Yeah.
I always say, two Jews saved me, Jesus and Alan Dershowitz. Alan just came, and we won the case. And God has been with me.
Yes.
In prison, I learned the revelation and did a great turn in my ministry. I wasn't a teacher of revelation because I hadn't studied it. In fact, when I was in Bible school, we were told not to preach the revelation until we got old because we wouldn't be able to do it. And so in prison, I studied the book of Revelation, and I've had publishers tell me that I'm an expert in revelation, which I'm not. I'm just a student of revelation.
I think you are.
And I got a new book coming out of my notes and all on the entire book of Revelation.
Wow.
I'm excited about, I'm hoping to release it this next year. But I believe the best is yet to come.
Yes.
And 2 years ago, I had a stroke. I thought it could be the end. I've been in bed basically for 2 years, and the Lord's been taking care of me and loves me. And I believe God is restoring me, and I want to be a move of God. Yeah. I want to be a part of this move of God. And the prophet, when I was 19, said I would help usher in the coming of the Lord.
I didn't know that.
Bill Halverson prophesied over Jim when Jim was 19 years of age in Minneapolis. He prophesied all these things, and the only one yet to happen.
Wow.
First of all, he said that he would go where no man's ever gone before. Well, what do you think that is?
Well,
Christian television, pioneering it. Okay, that's just an example.
But he said many distinct things.
He did.
Like, and you're going to have a decision to make soon.
Yep.
Say no. Mm. And then next one, but when you get the next one, say yes. Mm. And my brother wanted me to go into business with him in Chicago and open a restaurant. And I didn't have a job. I didn't have anything. I was drifting. But I knew that I was to say no.
Wow.
So the prophets do have a place.
The next one was to go to
Aubrey Sarah's church and start and preach at my first revival.
Mm. Right.
And I said yes.
Wow.
And I've been preaching every day.
That's right. But the last one is what we were talking about. You actually were prophesying and saying the last one is that what he said, Brother Havelson said, you would usher in the coming of the Lord.
I would help.
I said that yesterday.
You said it yesterday.
God has used you to accelerate the coming of the Lord, to bring us closer to the coming of the Lord through everything you've done.
You shouldn't be like digging in your bag when you're on TV,
but
I was, because this, I mean, this is just in the last 24 hours. I saw something. I've never seen it before. Never really studied this out. It's in Ephesians, and because it applies to you, Ephesians 1:15-19. And this is reading from the New King James Version. This is Paul talking. He says, therefore, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, I haven't ceased giving thanks for you, making mention of you in prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, I'm getting to where I want to get. This is all the context.
Yeah.
May give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. There's three revelations that Paul prays for. Number one is that you might, that the eyes of your understanding would become enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling. So number one, he wants you to have the revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus, what you're called to be.
That's right.
Okay? So God's done that today. Whatever office of ministry, wherever you are, you're called to be a revival maker. Mm-hmm. Second, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? You got to know what you have access to. You got to know what the benefit package is of being part of the body of Christ. Who doesn't know? Who didn't get a job and not know what your benefits package was? I mean, that's just irresponsible. Yeah. You joined a monarchy. I mean, you're part of the royal family. Yeah. I want to know, what do I got access to? I want to know, where are the crown jewels? You got access. Mm-hmm. You got rights to things in this kingdom. You got to know who you are. You got to know what's yours. And then this third thing, which is what I wanted to get to. It says, and I've prayed that you would know what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us that believe.
Yeah.
I've just started understanding this in the last 24 hours.
Mm.
Just when you think it's gotten as good as it can get, God says, I'm going to exceed myself.
Mm.
I'm going to show you more. Huh. Just when you think 82 years have been it, God says, I'm going to exceed myself.
Yes.
When you built one network, God says, I'm going to exceed myself and I'm going to do more.
Mm.
And I'm decreeing over you watching, those of you here, this ministry, God is going to exceed himself. You said the best is yet to come. I believe it.
Yeah.
We've had some of the greatest conferences, revivals, moments in history that you could ever think about.
That's right.
But God says, I'm going to exceed myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to do more. I'm going to demonstrate more. And so get ready.
Yeah.
Since we have this beautiful Christmas. Oh, by the way, I remember when you brought the war on Christmas, by the way. That's another program. You were one of the first ones that got upset on national television and said, I'm saying Merry Christmas. Yes, I remember that.
Listen, save Christmas.
Yeah, you were saving it. When other people tuned in and thought, why is he going on about Christmas? Because you're a prophet.
Yeah.
You saw it before others didn't.
That's right.
Others thought, why are we fighting that? And then, you know what? They were just like the people outside Noah's Ark saying, man, I wish I'd have helped them build the ark.
Yeah.
So
Walmart greeters couldn't even say Merry Christmas.
They're saying happy holidays. Anyways, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, so thank you, Donald Trump, for helping.
We're about to lose a lot more if we don't stand up, because we can win, and we are going to win because Jesus is on our side.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
And don't give up.
So here's in this beautiful Christmas scenery, you need to have faith like a kid has faith in Christmas.
Yeah.
Let me explain myself. Doesn't matter how rich or poor a child is, they go to sleep with one eye open on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
Because they expect there's going to be a gift under the tree. You need to have that kind of faith.
Yeah.
Okay? I believe God is going to bless. I believe miracles are coming. Like a kid on Christmas, you need to wake up expecting. Even people that don't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about religious people. I don't celebrate Christmas. Even your children have faith that they're going to get a gift, and they always got an auntie or somebody that sneak them a gift, all right? Because they got faith. I'm telling you, God's not done with America. And to everyone watching, I know. You know, we've just come through a tumultuous, election season. It's not time to take a siesta and take a break. One of the most consequential elections of our time is 2 years in front of us.
Yeah.
And it's not time to take a chill pill, like they used to say. It's not time to, to just sleep. And you can't. You can't. You're not voting for you. You're voting for your children and your children's children. And the battle for 2024 starts right now.
Yes, it does.
You got to prepare. You got to be ready. You that have teenagers in your home that are going to be of voting age in 2024, mm-hmm. make sure that you don't just register them to vote. Make sure that you're telling them how to vote.
That's right.
And you say, I can't do that. That's what's wrong. We stop parenting our kids.
That's it.
My dad told me how to vote. He told me when to clean my room. I didn't get to debate. Well, Dad, I don't know right now. I told you to clean your room.
That's right. That's so true.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
Enlighten them. Teach them.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for those praying mamas.
You better believe it.
Those praying fathers that would take the time to teach us.
That's right.
Anyhow, I'm rambling.
No, you're going. And
I don't want to hijack another program.
No, but you could. Oh, man.
I've got a very important question to ask.
Yes.
You make me thank God for my Christian heritage. That my parents were poor, supposedly, but they brought me up in church.
Yeah.
My grandmother was the saint that all my family was around the church.
Amazing.
And the Word of God. And I was brought up in a Pentecostal church.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful, because I wouldn't be here today without that upbringing.
Yes.
And it is very, very important. And I want you to explain something you wrote in your book about Paul's phrase, chained ambassador.
It's chapter 9 of your book. It's powerful.
Well,
ambassador in chains.
It's actually, it's the last thing I wrote about.
Mm-hmm.
The church is suffering persecution. But this persecution is not new to the gospel message.
That's right.
We have been ambassadors in chains since the church was founded by Jesus Christ. We've always had persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can prosper and still face persecution.
That's right.
And usually the more persecution we face, the more prosperity we experience.
Mm-hmm.
This last season that we've lived through, the last few years, it was like my father's voice coming from the grave as a prophetic voice. I could hear him. He told me a day was coming when they would take our Bibles from us. I carry my Bible. I went back to carrying a paper Bible.
Right.
I have it on my app and
sure,
all that.
Sure, we all, yeah.
But
yeah.
If a hacker can hack your social media,
yep. Yeah.
What makes you think a hacker can't hack the Bible app change the verse?
That's right.
So I
that's good.
Stack Bibles up in my house.
That's right.
Because if one of my kids ever comes home and says, Dad, my app doesn't say that, I'm going to say, well, let me put you back in the paper.
Yeah.
Thus saith the Lord.
That's
I'm
going to
make sure
that's
I got
good.
It right here.
Yeah.
But my father came from the country of Colombia, where the government sanctioned the killing of evangelicals in the 50s.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. And here's the thing. They partnered with religious gangs that existed in that time. And they had these religious gangs kill off the people. They called them Los Aleluyas, the Hallelujah people.
Oh,
who are they talking about? Tongue talkers. Talk about Pentecostals. The president of Colombia sanctioned the eradication of evangelicals in Colombia. And so my grandfather's water well was poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Their churches were bombed. My father, they stoned him in the streets. It sounds like I'm talking about the book of Acts.
Yeah.
They stoned him in the streets for preaching. And I asked my dad when he told me the story, because, you know, the Latino blood stirs up me and the, you know, Chicago in me. I want to sue, you know. So I said, did you sue him? He goes, what's a lawsuit? He goes, we didn't know anything about that stuff. I said, well, what'd you do? He said, I picked myself up. I dusted myself off and I kept preaching and I kept singing. That's the difference.
Yeah. That is the difference.
Between them and us, we get offended and we live in the offense for the next 30 years.
Mm-mm.
They had to dust it off.
Dust it off.
And keep preaching and keep singing. Amen. They had a neighbor named Don Tulio who poisoned their water well, wanted to kill off the Suarez. I'm going to kill off those tongue talkers. And after 7 days, they were stronger and healthier. The reason we know the story is one day my grandfather, Eli, heard a knock at the door and opened the door, and Don Tulio was on his knees at the threshold of the door. And he looked at my grandfather and he said, I put poison in your water well. I've tried to kill you, and you look stronger than when I poisoned you. I don't know what you have, but whatever you have, I want it. And they led Don Tulio to the Lord. He became a Holy Ghost fire baptized preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I talk about it in the book. Mm-hmm. Amy Simple McPherson had some of the first interracial revivals.
Yeah.
The KKK showed up ready to destroy it. And they her assistant said, Sister Amy, the KKK's here. What should we do? She said, let them in. Because she knew the power of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Amen.
And the Spirit of the Lord moved on those men, and they came to a sinner's altar and took their hoods off, gave their life to God, and got right with their fellow man. We need to get back to trusting the power of the Holy Ghost. What America what America needs isn't a third political party. We need a third great awakening.
Yeah.
We need a prayer revival. We need a Holy Ghost outpouring. Mm-hmm. This isn't optional, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Less than 30% of the Assemblies of God speak with tongues. Now, I'm not calling them out. It's their data, okay? If the Pentecostals have stopped speaking in tongues, what hope does the world have? Now, you say, well, why does that matter? Well, my daddy passed away 8 years ago. When I talked to my dad, I'd speak Spanish. That was his language.
Mm-hmm.
And if I really wanted to communicate with my dad, yo hablaba en su idioma. Well, he passed away. So what happened? I stopped speaking Spanish as much as I used to. So who doesn't speak Spanish now? My kids.
Mm.
Because they don't hear the language in their home, they don't speak Spanish. Mm. What happened to Pentecost? In the last 25 years of the seeker-sensitive movement, we stopped speaking the language of the Spirit.
Mm.
And because we stopped speaking in tongues, we stopped speaking the language. Our children don't know signs, miracles, and wonders. They don't know prophetic utterance. They don't know tongues and interpretation. They don't know the glorious moves of God. So to recapture it, you got to speak the language of the Spirit. You got to speak with, this isn't Pentecostal doctrine. God said, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. If you're flesh, you qualify for the gift of the Holy Ghost. You cannot change the world outside of the power of the Holy Ghost. Again, just because I'm a big fan,
You and I have the same favorite song.
Wow.
When first I've heard of Pentecost, I thought it was a shame for such an holy teaching to be done in Jesus' name. It's real. It's real. I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing, I know, I know. How do I know it's real? Yeah. Because I've experienced it. And I want everyone to experience. Yes. Acts 1 and 8 says, you shall receive power. If I was behind a pulpit right now, I already got my hanky in my hand. If I was behind a pulpit, I'd say, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Amplified Version says, this is for everyone dealing with insecurity and feeling inadequate. The Amplified Version says, you shall become capable, efficient, and mighty. Amen. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So you're right. Outside of the Holy Ghost, you're completely incapable. Yeah. You're completely inefficient. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, you are capable, efficient, and mighty.
Wow.
And that's why we need it. We got to get back to preaching the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. I want everybody to get the book and read more about it.
Yeah.
One of our dear friends just passed away who sang that song.
Jerry Bernard.
Jerry Bernard.
Yes.
Do you know Jerry Bernard?
I know of him. I watched him.
He sang that song.
Yeah. It's real. It's real.
It's real. It's real. I mean, nobody could sing it like Jerry Bernard could sing it.
Yeah.
He just passed away this week.
Yeah.
And he's one of my dear friends. He's helped with CBN.
Yeah.
And helped start it. Really.
Wow.
Sandy. Jerry Bernard and Sandy. Mm-hmm. And, You singing that, I just couldn't believe it.
Of course, you know his. Gosh, who are you, Tony?
I'm a stalker. Hey, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
You
I'm just
know
kidding.
More about you bigger than our kids know. I'm like, you guys need to know Dad's story. Like, wow.
Yeah, for a young man, you know all the old people, too.
Well, it's because I honor you.
In your book, you got a story about Oral Roberts. You have stories about so many people that I know. And this is a book you're going to enjoy reading. Mm-hmm. And you can be a part of the move of God now.
Yeah.
Now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want you to go to your phone now. We're going to have a special Christmas song.
Before you do the Christmas song, Jim, you can get one book for $25 donation to the ministry, including shipping and handling, or you can receive.
Yes, that's right. We also have our friends and family offer for a donation of $65 to the ministry. Shipping and handling is included, or better yet, our Baker's Dozen, 13 books, Revival Makers. That's 13 of the books for a $200 love gift to the ministry. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Remember to also go to the website, Dad, like you've mentioned, you know, a way that you can help stand with the ministry, support the ministry. Dad's emblem has always been put Christ back in Christmas. And so do your shopping with the ministry. There's beautiful gifts to give your loved ones. We've just launched on the website this week, so make sure to check it out. Really building your last day's library. This is a way to help your friends and your families to be prepared spiritually, to be prepared practically as well. But go to our website, jimbakershow.com. There's a lot of amazing gifts that we've put together for you and your family during this
You're
Christmas season.
You're doing a special Christmas book sale, aren't you?
Yes. So all the books on the Christmas category are going to be 50% off. So we've put amazing books there spiritually that will help you grow spiritually. And then, of course, our practical preparedness books as well, up to 50% off on many of the favorite books here at Morningside.
So here's Dino to play for you a classical Christmas medley.
Oh, they're so happy.
Wow.
There he is, Dino.
If you didn't order Dino's birthday concert. Yes.
It was his 80th birthday celebration.
What is the value of that?
$25 donation to the ministry, including shipping and handling. We were there. It was amazing.
It's one of the greatest concerts I've ever been at.
Yes. Right.
That's and great. It's live on stage. Mm-hmm. Sandy Patty was there.
I love Sandy.
And the Mass Choir, the orchestra.
Huge choir. That's right. Huge orchestra. It was a $1 million show.
It really was.
But it was one of the greatest concerts in honor of Dino's 80th birthday.
That's right. So you can receive one for $25, or better yet, you can receive
Our friends and family offer for a donation of $65 to the ministry. Remember, shipping and handling is included on all these offers. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
Do your Christmas shopping and send Tony's book, Revival Makers, to people for their Christmas gift. And you could send Dino's concert to people for their Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. And do you have the big manger scene that I love so much?
Yes, absolutely. This is our Keep Christ in Christmas Nativity scene.
We're
going to
run out of those. They're limited amount now.
That's right. This is for a $30 love gift to the ministry. It's a full piece, one piece nativity scene. And that you can receive for a $30 love gift to the ministry.
And then real quick, what about this one? My favorite.
Yes, that's right. This
why,
is Mary
why is this
and
my
Joseph.
Favorite? Because you can see Mary. And she's pregnant with Jesus.
Yes, and that's just for a $25 love gift to the ministry. Remember, shipping and handling is included. And I just have to tell you, make sure to go to the website, jimbakershow.com. I just uploaded lots of amazing, amazing offers and gifts there.
This one of Mary, Laura, that you're holding in your hand.
Yes.
And Joseph.
Don't you love it?
This may be
my favorite.
There's just a few
that's
hundred
right.
left.
Yes.
And this may be all because this is something I believe is not being made anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure, but I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. So it is very, very special. It was so unusual that all of our ladies just said,
Tammy, Sue,
that.
And I, we found it together. And we were like, we have to have that. Have you ever seen Mary pregnant with Jesus in a statue type thing with her little bare feet and everything? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so precious. Yes.
And one more thing. The food is back in stock.
We're
thank you, so thankful. This is our 30-year shelf life food.
Mm. Yeah.
And Mondo, I just heard on the news today, they're saying we're facing shortage of food like never before.
In the next few weeks, we're going to talk about some of the shocking headlines that you're not hearing in the news. One of them being the Mississippi River is drying out. What does that mean for America? What does that mean for you? And what does that mean for the earthquake that lies underneath the New Madrid Fault? We're going to cover that in the next few weeks. But this is a major warning that they're sending out. The key is this. It's time to get prepared.
That's yes. Right. Yeah. Spiritually, first of all.
And this is something that it's been 10 years really in the making in our lives.
Yeah.
But this is 30-year shelf life food. There's pancakes in there. There's...
Bean burgers.
The bean burger, which I actually invented myself. And it's something that's good for you as well as it tastes good. Mm. But all these food in here will help keep you alive when you can't get into the grocery store to get food anymore. So and it doesn't need to be refrigerated. It'll stay just best to keep it cold or cool in your basement, and not up in the attic. So call me right now. Order these before they're all gone.
So that's a 60-meal bucket for $225. Call us right now. That includes shipping and handling, 1-888-988-1588. Or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
And there at the website, you can shop for a lot of things.
Yes.
And the book sale is 50% off of all the books on that special for Christmas.
Yes, that's right.
Help us stay on the air. Wow. Let's have a great Christmas and order your Christ in Christmas products. Yes. All these things said, I love you.
Amen.
And Jesus loves you.
Become a revival maker.
Call right now.
You are one, right? Aren't we all revival makers?
We are all
now.
Now. Not tomorrow, today.
Yeah.
1-888-988-1588. That's our toll-free number. We want to thank you, Tony, for being with us.
Tony, you're amazing.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Remember that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Amen. Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.